My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It's that time of the week that I introduce this week's special guest. I am so excited to catch up with the incredible Moncrief joining me live in studio. Moncrief, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm so excited to catch up with you. You have just dropped your debut album, Maybe It's Fine, today. How's it feel? 10 years in the making?
Yeah, 10 years. It's been a mad journey, but yeah, I'm all over the shop, but in a very, very positive way.
It is, like, I'm really interested to know about the album, and like there's so much to mash in. 10 years of you know, and you've went through so many learning stages, so many changes. Like, what are we to expect from this album?
I mean, it's, for me, it was the journey of my 20s. So whatever that was to you is, like, it's been a whole lot. It's been, for me personally, it's been kind of learning how to become an adult and figure out who I am, grieving losing my brother and my sister as well at the very beginning of that, making mistakes with in relationships, a lot of those. And yeah, coming out the other side of it and realizing that all those moments, all the positive moments and all the highs and all the lows have kind of made me the perfectly flawed kind of person I am today. And maybe it's fine. Maybe it's fine that it's taken this amount of time to get here, and because it couldn't have happened any other way.
It makes you human, Moncrief.
Yeah.
It makes you human to still plow through, even though you're going through things. Your music is really relatable to people. I feel like when we listen to your music, we can all take something relatable from it. Is it fair to say that your songs are reflected on things that you're going through?
Yeah, I mean, like, the only reason why I started making music was to try get what was happening in my head at 18 and 19 out, because, like, what kid is able to kind of, young lad in Ireland, is able to really communicate how they're feeling emotionally, and, like, music was my way of making sense of the things that had happened. And it's always just been a cathartic thing. It's, like, following on from that, like, with relationships or anything that's going on in my life, if making songs is how I kind of process it, you know. So yeah,
a lot of artists do speak of this. Whenever I speak to artists, I ask the same question, because I feel like it's important for even the listener to understand that is huge in Ireland. Men speaking, young men speaking up about their feelings. And a lot of artists that I speak to have said that that's how I used to get my feelings out, even when I didn't understand them.
Yeah.
I would sing them out, or, you know, create lyrics that made me feel them. So it worked for you as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's always worked for me, and the fact that it's connected to other people in a similar way has just made it such a special thing that I could never take for granted, you know.
For sure. You've described the album as a reflection of countless versions of yourself. Who's the Moncrief sitting in studio with me today?
Very happy. I like to think still a bit mad. But yeah, I've kind of come out the other side of that. And of my 20s, and I'm like, feel fairly balanced. I still have a voice in my head that pops up from time to time telling me I'm not doing enough or I'm not enough or this and that, but I feel like I'm in a place now to know that voice isn't real, you know. It's not the thing, and I've learned to be a really good friend to myself and hopefully to other people. Still a long way to go, but yeah, in a good place, definitely.
I love that. I absolutely love that. If anyone was listening in and they were going through the same thing, I think everyone does, by the way, go through this period of where, you know, you're not doing enough, work harder, go faster.
Yeah.
What advice would you give them?
I think, like, ultimately, like, everything that's happened has made you the person that you are right now, and you can't be anything other than the person that you are right now. And, like, it's all well and good to want to improve, but you aren't able to be anything other than yourself, ultimately, and that's it.
There's only one of you.
Yeah, exactly.
There is such a mix in this album. Like, you have gospel, R&B, pop. Is it freeing not to stick to the same genre, Moncrief?
Oh, God. I think sometimes it's caused me more harm than good. I mean, I can't stick to... I'm not the kind of person that listens to one type of music, so I'm not going to be able to write just one type. For me, as long as the story and the backbone of what I'm talking about is conveyed in the music, that's the main thing. I was a different version of myself every couple of years in my 20s, you know, through that whole process. So I think it's right that there's different moments and different moods and, I guess, a couple of different landscapes in the album. Yeah.
But that's what makes it so amazing and different.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thank you.
Tell me, is there a song on the album that was so personal it might have scared you a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the last songs that made it onto the record is a song called Mirror of You. And it's just, I think it's like track 10 on the album. And I generally don't have a problem chatting to anybody, talking absolute muck to anyone. But this song was written for someone who I've always found it very difficult to chat to. And it's very close to the bone. So we'll see what people think.
Be sure to check out that one. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Tell me something, you know, about the headspace you were in when you were writing Tell Me About Something to You. It's the new single.
Yeah.
Tell me, what's the inspo behind that one?
Well,
the body language has changed there.
I mean, it's essentially about, it wouldn't be a Moncrief album if there wasn't a few relationships thrown in there. And this song was about basically getting with somebody and seeing where that goes, just for the plot, really. Just for the plot, doing it for the plot. And yeah, I mean, it's a bit naughty, and it's a bit just like, let's see where this goes.
It's a good one to release. It's a good one to release off of the album. Like.
Yeah, exactly. It's just fun, and it's like, it's not taking itself too seriously. I mean, like, I think people think, I mean, I don't know what people think about what I do, but obviously it does come from a very cathartic and a deep, poignant place. But at the same time, like, there is a real tongue in cheek element to some of the songs on the record as well. Something to You is just about wanting to be with somebody, no matter whether it's married for one night like a snog in the garden, whatever it is. And yeah, that's what that song's about.
Are you heading to Vegas? Are you going to get married? Just get it done in one night.
Exactly, yeah.
I love it. Well, you are kicking off a tour and you're going to have many places that you're touring to. Any yeah. along the way that's really sentimental to you or that you're really looking forward to going?
Yeah, like I love, well, I mean, Killarney actually, that's going to be really special. Well, no, sorry, number one. The Docklands.
Yes.
Like, Limerick has become like a second home for me. And the Docklands is going to be like the biggest show I've ever done. So it's a dream come true because I've always like, I've only ever seen pictures of people playing the Docklands and it looks like a sea of people. So to be able to do my own show there in a city that has shown me so much love from the beginning of my career. The first ever headline show that I've sold out was in Dolans. And it is, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to find it very difficult to put into words when it happens. But that's happening on the 9th of August. And then coming back to Killarney in December. It's the last show of the Maybe It's Fine tour. And it was like one of the most special early gigs I did. I supported Walking on Cars there like a few years ago. One of their last shows. And it was my first time playing in like a big indoor arena sort of style gig. And it was one of these places that I was like, oh my God, this is something I really, really want to do. So to come back there as well and headline is going to be, both those two gigs are going to be something that I'm going to remember, you know.
Where can people go and start buying your tickets, booking them? Like,
yeah, you can get
so
them.
Many.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Ticketmaster, there's still a few tickets left for the Docklands and Killarney, but no matter where you are, I'm coming all over Ireland. North, I'm going to Belfast, playing in Wexford, first gig in Wexford. But then, yeah, London, all over Europe in November, December. So, yeah, I'm sure if you head on to Ticketmaster, you can get them.
Okay, I want to ask a question. Looking back to when you were just a teen in Waterford, writing music, could you have imagined this moment? Album out, tour booked, your face on posters, people screaming your name, Moncrief.
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of artists don't, when you're in it, and most people, like, you, when you're trying to build towards something, you don't take time to stop and look back and think in that way. But yeah, in the last week, I've had a bit of time to stop and be like, I wonder what that conversation would be like if I sat down with like 17-year-old me and was like, this is what's happening this week and this is where you're going over the summer. And he'd probably laugh at me. And that's what makes it a bit real. So yeah.
A pinch me moment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Do you like games?
Depends what game now.
So it's
there's a
bit
game. Of alcohol involved. Yeah.
Well, we play a game here on Spin Now and it is this or that. It's to let our listeners get to know you on a little better level, you know, and they're not too personal, I promise. I've kept them tame, but I'm going to give you two words, two things, and you're going to choose one, and there's 10 in total.
Drive on.
You up for it?
Yeah.
Okay, so number one, studio or stage?
Ooh, Christ. Jesus. I think stage, because stage is the ultimate, is the last place where the music, you see the whole thing come together and you see what it means to people. Like it's to complete, it completes the circle where you remind you what you're doing in the first place.
And the interaction of all the people.
Yeah.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee all day. Yeah. Need it.
City energy or country cam?
Oh.
Depends on the weekend.
Yeah. I'm going to say country cam.
Love it.
Yeah.
Text or voice note?
Voice note.
All the way.
All day.
Quicker, faster, get it done.
Efficiency.
Night owl or early riser?
Go back to the voice note thing.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody on air has ever like experienced this, but I get this weird voice note anxiety. I like voice notes, but then if I get a random voice note off someone, have you ever got this where it's like really long? I get this weird voice note anxiety. I'm like, oh my God, they're probably going to start giving out to me or something. Or I must have done something wrong, like, or left the cooker on, or like, what? Like, and so sometimes I'd have like, I'd have like a long voice note from like one of the lads, and I'd be like, God, I'll have to open that later. But then I just never will.
Yes.
And then he was like, and then it would be a completely normal voice. No. Anyway, so yeah, sometimes I get that. So if you ever suffer from that, you're not alone.
No, I do too. Or do you know what? I look at a big long voice note and I'm like, oh God, I'm not going to get to listen to that now in one.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
give
yeah,
it
yeah.
the attention it needs. So yeah. I'll come back to it and guess what? It never gets
no.
got brought back to.
Yeah.
Night owl or early riser?
Night owl all day.
Love
all
it.
Night.
Vinyl or streaming?
I'm streaming ultimately, but like I love having, like, for an artist I like, I'll have the vinyl, and just to, because I love the art that goes into it, you know.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I love collecting vinyls.
Yeah.
Suit up or stay cozy?
Ooh. I'm slowly, I don't think many Irish guys are cozy guys until they start like getting taught by a significant other how to be cozy. So I'm learning the art of getting cozy, but it's a process.
Yeah, you'll get there.
Yeah.
Write solo or collaborate?
Collaborate. Yeah. Always. I like working with people and talking about ideas and stuff, yeah.
Love it. Chinese or pizza? Takeaway. Stressful questions.
It has to be Chinese, is it?
Yeah.
It can't be just Asian. Could it be Thai?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could totally throw in.
If it's Thai, then it's pad Thai. Yeah, I'll take pad Thai over like over a pizza, I reckon.
So now you know what you're going to feed Moncrief.
Apparently. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pad Thai will do.
The last one, the funniest one yet. Socks in bed or no socks in bed?
Like, this is like basically asking if you're a serial killer. Or obviously no socks in bed.
Like, yes, that is the correct answer.
Yeah.
Correct answer all the way. Moncrief, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time today. We're going to play out your brand new single. And of course, we're going to hit this little button because we love it so much on Spin Now.
Track of the Week with Katie on Spin.
You are this week's Track of the Week.
Let's go.
I couldn't pick anyone else this week. It's amazing. I absolutely love this single. It is called Something to You and we're going to play it out now. So all that's left to do is for you to introduce your brand new single on Spin Southwest.
What's going on? It's Moncrief here and you're listening to my brand new single, Something to You, on Spin Southwest.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.